Days after election, Joe Biden extends temporary amnesty to 305k foreign nationals in U.S. by John Binder on November 11, 2022. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is extending temporary amnesty status to hundreds of thousands of foreign nationals from a variety of countries living in the United States who would otherwise be eligible for deportation. Just a few days after Tuesday's midterm elections, Biden's DHS filed an automatic extension in the Federal Register that will allow more than 305,000 foreign nationals from El Salvador, Honduras, Haiti, Nepal, Nicaragua, and Sudan to remain in the U.S. and hold American jobs. The bulk, about 194,000, are nationals from El Salvador. Extensions of TPS have long been followed by surges at the southern border, particularly at border crossers arriving under the false premise that they may be eligible for the protected status if they get into the U.S. In May 2021, for instance, Biden rewarded TPS to more than 100,000 Haitians living in the U.S. who would have otherwise been eligible for deportation. Since then, DHS has seen a significant spike in tens of thousands of Haitian border crossers arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border on a monthly basis. TPS serves as a quasi-amnesty for foreign nationals, created under the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1990, INA, that prevents deportations for those from countries experiencing famine, war, or natural disasters. Since the Clinton administration, TPS has been transformed into a de facto amnesty program as the Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, and now Biden administrations have continuously renewed the program for a variety of countries. Today, more than 500,000 foreign nationals live and work in the U.S. on TPS. This figure does not include the U.S.-born children of TPS holders nor those who have subsequently secured green cards. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.